Oh no.
Chick-fil-A has hurt someone's feelings in Chicago, and they're now trying to sue, claiming that Chick-fil-A violates Illinois' Human Rights Act. Yep, you just knew some whiner would take it to the courts, didn't you, folks? You just knew that would happen. We'll get into it on the Daily Gator Daily Thought podcast right after this. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought podcast, the Friday afternoon, thank God, I'm off for 2 days edition. The Chick-fil-A saga has taken an unfortunate but very predictable twist, my friends. I got home from work today and was perusing through my blog and some of my favorite blogs to look at, and I came across a blog I mentioned a lot on these podcasts. William Teach's Pirate's Cove blog. And this headline hit me right between the eyes. Made me sit up and pay attention. The headline reads, LGBT. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. That's what LGBT stands for. It's not some type of new BLT sandwich. That's not it. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. LGBT activist files human rights violation complaint against Chick-fil-A. I have to say Chick-fil-A now to denote how evil Chick-fil-A really is. It's just this evil place that sells chicken and good food and good service, and well, that's evil because I don't know why. Maybe because the left hates success, hates capitalism, hates everything, and basically the left is made up of a bunch of whiny little children who love having their feelings hurt so they can run to the government in one form or another and ask the government to change their diaper, shove some baby carrots in her mouth, and burp them, and then save them from being offended. See, these degenerates actually think there's a right not to be offended somewhere in the Constitution. This human rights law they have in the state of Illinois, Chick-fil-A is being accused of violating, is nothing but a bunch of leftist garbage. Leftist pablum, that's all it is. There's no human rights there. It's all about protecting people from being offended. What is this country coming to? What level are we sinking to? Let's get to the details. Now, the paper that had this originally is a LGBT paper. And I don't know if they enjoy BLTs or the LGBT paper. I don't know. But it's called the Chicago Phoenix. And William Teach references this. He calls it what it is, another case of liberal tolerance on display. Which, of course, liberal tolerance is complete and utter intolerance. The Chicago Phoenix reports, the civil rights agenda, which is a local LGBT rights advocacy group, filed multiple complaints with the Illinois Department of Human Rights Thursday, alleging that the Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A restaurant chain's intolerant corporate culture violates Illinois law and a provision in the state's Human Rights Act. Maybe we should just let Georgia and Illinois fight this out. I guarantee you Georgia would not have a problem taking Illinois out. Period. Georgia has lots of guns. Chicago, well, they have lots of murders, but they're very strict gun control advocates, and Georgia would have no problem walking over them. Maybe they should just do that. Back to the story, though. In our current high-speed media and social media environment, Chick-fil-A has announced and caused to be published. Caused to be published. That's interesting how they put that. To hundreds of millions of people, that LGBT people are unacceptable and objectionable. Now, I don't remember Dan Cathy's interview, him ever saying that LGBT people are unacceptable or objectionable. I just don't remember that. But Jacob Meister, governing board president of TCRA, and the attorney who filed the complaint, says they have made it clear the lives of LGBT individuals are unacceptable to them and that same-gender families are unwelcome at Chick-fil-A. Really? I don't think so. I don't think you'll find any evidence of that at Chick-fil-A or any restaurant. Here's a clue, dipwad. Most restaurants don't care who comes in. They care how you behave in a restaurant. If you get drunk and rowdy, or if you come in, you're drunk and rowdy, you're shouting obscenities, or you're making out on the tables, yeah, they're going to ask you to cool it or leave. But for the most part, they don't care what you are, who you are. They don't care if you're gay, straight, bi, tri. They don't care. They don't care if you're wearing two left shoes and three blue socks. They don't care. They just don't care. They're there to do business, and that means selling you food, as in the case of Chick-fil-A. You know, eat more chicken. That's their corporate policy, or slogan, I guess you should say. So this is bogus. This lawsuit's bogus. These charges are bogus. You know it. I know it. Even the people filing them know it. That's not their agenda. Their agenda is to force their way upon everyone else. This is like I remember the story years ago. Two boys wanted to join the Boy Scouts, but they were atheists. And they couldn't, they said, in good conscience, they couldn't with principle just mouth the words of the it's an oath they have to swear. I guess it would be the proper terms of Boy Scouts. It mentions God. And instead of just saying, we're just going to mouth it, not mean it, we like everything else about the Boy Scouts, we want to join the Boy Scouts. No, they wanted to try to force legally the Boy Scouts to change, to adapt to them. You see, they're special. These two kids and the people here, they're special. You can't just have your way and let them have theirs. No, you've got to bend over backwards and force yourself to meet their agenda. Or else, this is thuggery. This is legal thuggery. This is lawsuit thuggery. And this is trying to intimidate a major corporation. And frankly, I hope all the people who went out on August 1st and supported Chick-fil-A, most of which I guarantee you don't give a rat's you know what about gay marriage or gay people, they were there because they're supporting freedom of speech. I hope that Chick-fil-A realizes they've got a lot more support. And they are not going to lose this if they choose to fight it. And I hope they do fight it. Now, back to the story from the Chicago Phoenix. Anthony Martinez, who's the executive director of the TCRA, contends that Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy's recent comments reiterating his opposition to same-sex marriage were more than just his own thoughts, and that he was speaking on behalf of his company, stating the views as company policy. Well, he runs a company, but again, there's no discrimination. You're allowed to have an opinion. Again, this is about re-education camps. In communist countries, they would have re-education camps. If you said or thought the wrong thing, expressed the wrong view, they'd haul you off to a re-education camp to be brainwashed, tortured, whatever, to make you believe what they wanted you to believe. That's what this is akin to. Not that I think they want to torture Dan Cathy, but it's the same principle. Now, William Teach at the Pirates Cove raises a very interesting question, one that I always ask anymore when I read these stories. He says, I wonder if the civil rights agenda will file a suit against Islamists who think gays should be stoned or hung. Probably not. Liberals tend to tolerate those who practice Sharia law, which tends to treat gays and women poorly, allows honor killings, and holds the belief that people should either practice the Islamist way, be dhimmis, which is a second or third class citizen, if you choose not to be a Muslim, or be killed. Actually, he says that last part sounds much like liberalism without the killing part. Now, to the story from the Chicago Phoenix, there's more information here. I want to remind you what Dan Cathy said that started this firestorm of controversy. He said, "We are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that." He said that in the Baptist Press back in the middle of July, July 16th, actually. He said he was guilty as charged for supporting the biblical definition of the family unit. So he expressed a religious view. I thought you had freedom of religion in this country. See, the left's not too keen on freedom of religion unless it's used to persecute Christians. Then they want to scream about freedom of religion, which to them is freedom from any public mention of religion. You know what the left truly believes? The left truly believes that your freedom of religion does not go outside your home. That's it. Once you walk out your front door, you lose your freedom of religion if you're a Christian. If you're any type of conservative religious person, forget about it. You keep your mouth shut outside the walls of your church or your home, or they'll be out to get you. Now, this is a complaint that these comments I just read from Dan Cathy, his comments make LGBT people, a protected minority class, feel unwelcome, objectionable, or unacceptable at Chick-fil-A restaurants or public accommodations under Section 5-102B of the Illinois Human Rights Act. Martinez says, "Now, I read the act, and basically it's anywhere that's public. Hotels, motels, bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, yada, 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 yada." Now, how vague is that wording? That your actions as a business owner, a manager, staff, whatever, makes someone feel only certain people, you have to be a protected minority class, of course, feel unwelcome, objectionable, or unacceptable. You know, I have to tell you a story. I've worked in a restaurant business for years. Back in the late 90s, I remember this, a Saturday afternoon. Couple came in, two women. Server went over to them. I happened to be standing a few feet away, talking to another table. He says, "Hey, how you doing?" Whatever he said, kind of gets you to drink, brings them some menus, gets their drinks. He's asking about the menu. He's talking. And all of a sudden, one of them goes, "You're just not very gay friendly here, are you?" And he didn't know what to say. And I walked, I said, "Excuse me, I'm the manager. What is there a problem, or you feel, I don't understand." "Well, it just doesn't feel very gay friendly in here." I don't know what you mean. I've been standing there. The service hasn't been rude to you. Well, it's not rude. It's just the atmosphere in here. So I guess if my business had been in Chicago, I could have been sued because these two idiots felt unwelcome somehow. The problem is when you give people protected class because of their sexual orientation, race, gender, religion, whatever, when you give them, quote, what I would call special rights, meaning rights other people don't have, like rights not to be offended, when you do that, you're giving rise to the miscreants and whiners and malcontents of the world, the brats of the world, to go and make false accusations, file frivolous lawsuits, because you've hurt their feelings, even when you did nothing to hurt their feelings, nothing legitimate anyway. It's a very dangerous thing for government to do because it opens a Pandora's box of problems. And that's what this Illinois Human Rights Act that's being used to attack Chick-fil-A, I'm sure to get money out of them. It's all about the money. Now, the Chicago Republican Party, it should be noted, it's filed its own complaint asking the Illinois Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, to probe Northside Alderman Proco Joe Moreno, who has vowed to block the chain from opening a new restaurant in his ward. Again, that's discrimination. That's something government should not do, is tell a business, no, we don't like your owner's opinion on whatever, so you can't open here. It's ridiculous. That's asinine. It's un-American. Now, here's the beef. We don't know who has filed the lawsuit, but TCRA began working with this guy, Moreno, back in February. Moreno apparently asked the guy Martinez and Meister to examine the company's discriminatory policy. So this is something Les been looking at Chick-fil-A for a long time to try to find something. In discussions with Chick-fil-A, TCRA recommended changes to the company's policy, though, so that it is in line with the Human Rights Act. But as time went on, those talks fizzled until they completely stalled after Kathy's comments, according to TCRA. This is a re-education I'm talking about. The sensitivity training, diversity training, multicultural training. Call it BS training because that's what it really is. Bunch of namby-pamby crap that doesn't make any sense. It will just make running your business harder and will negatively affect customer service. I know because I've run restaurants, and anytime you try to get any of these stupid policies, a lot of times they come from the corporate level, they don't do nothing. They don't work. They make the job of the people working hard, they hurt customer service. Now, Meister said, when we began working with Chick-fil-A, I thought this would be a quiet matter. In other words, he thought Chick-fil-A would roll over. Working with them to adopt anti-discrimination policy and diversity training. Oh, what did I tell you? Diversity training. I've talked to some police officers who've been through diversity training. Biggest freaking waste of time they could ever imagine. None of them liked it. Everyone thought it was complete and utter BS. Nothing but a waste of time and money and energy. But the left loves this stuff. It's re-education. You have to conform or else with the left. But Meister concluded he had no idea the depth and conviction of their bigotry, meaning Chick-fil-A. Individuals named in the complaint have been kept confidential. I'll get to that in a second. Considering the continued media coverage of the Chick-fil-A fallout, if you're going to file a suit like that, your name should not be private. Why should your name be private? If you're big enough to accuse an entire corporation of being bigots, dragging their name through the mud, this is all over the news, it's in the media, shouldn't your name be out there too? I'm sorry. But I think if you're big enough to file such ludicrous charges and to try up our court system even more with garbage like this, your name ought to be out there, if you're an adult, obviously. As a result of the foregoing published statements regarding Chick-fil-A's corporate philosophy, culture, and policies as an unmarried homosexual in a non-traditional family unit, I know that my family and I are looked down upon, loathed, unwelcome, objectionable, and unacceptable to Chick-fil-A, stated the complainant in the filing. Oh, do we need some Kleenex? Really? Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Pull your head out of your ass. Take a deep breath. Remember what country you're in. America, you have lots of rights here. One right you don't have is not to not be offended. If you feel that way at Chick-fil-A, don't take your ass to Chick-fil-A. Take your ass somewhere else. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, I don't care. But if you're not welcome somewhere, hell, I've been to places I felt unwelcome. Guess what? I don't go to that location or maybe the whole chain anymore. Very simple. I don't want the government to come bail me out. My feelings were hurt. Sue somebody. I want a bunch of money. I want my... No. It's my choice. Because I believe in individualism. The left doesn't. The left thinks government should come and crush anybody who hurts the feelings of any protected class. Of course, the government deciding who the protected class is and who the protected classes are and how much protection they should have from the evil capitalists and the conservatives. Again, if you don't feel welcome at Chick-fil-A, tough, go somewhere else. Plenty of places have chicken. Go to KFC. It's easier to spell. Go to Popeye. Go somewhere else. This is not the government making you feel unwell. This is not the government coming to your house. It's not like Chick-fil-A employees come to your house and harass you. Stand outside with signs that say anti-gay slurs. I guarantee you this person, if you could have followed them, had a hidden camera and followed them to all the Chick-fil-A's they've been to, supposedly, allegedly, they could be lying, who knows. I guarantee you, not one time would they have a legitimate complaint. And I said legitimate complaint. Because again, I've worked in the restaurant business for a long time. I've seen so many people complain and throw down the race card, the gender card, this card, that card, over nothing. Because they want a free meal. Because they want to get a eat here free next time. Or they want to get something comped or drinks bought or whatever. I've seen it over and over. Over and over. Even I have a customer one time tell me that his table shouldn't have to pay because the waiter made a pass at him. I said, that's interesting because the waiter is dating that waitress over there. They're getting married. They're engaged. So I doubt seriously that he made a pass at you. Of course, this guy was offended. He was outraged. He's the customer. He's always right. No, you're not. And if you don't feel welcome at Chick-fil-A or anywhere else, just don't go back. You don't have a right to be there. It's simple. And if enough people feel that way, eventually that business will go out of business. Go tell everybody you know, if you're this person, hey, Chick-fil-A is this, that, and maybe they won't go there. Maybe you'll win. But the person filing this is being used or is using it for money. Money, money, money. So stop being greedy, stay out of Chick-fil-A, mind your own business, and go somewhere you're welcome. And for God's sakes, quit whining. And if you truly are a family, you got kids, please don't pass your whiny bitchiness onto your kids and burden them with a bad attitude that you obviously have. Sorry, but I'm sick of the whiners in this world getting the wheels greased for them, making miserable things for everyone else, inconveniencing everyone else. You see the guy, he was a CFO for a medical supply company, I think it was. Vontae, name of the company. Guy films himself at Chick-fil-A. He's ranting about how it's hateful chicken and hateful to Chick-fil-A is evil, blah, blah, blah. He gets to the drive-thru window. He doesn't know anything, just wants a free water. So an already busy line, he's inconvenienced everyone else by making them wait longer for their food. They're actually paying customers. He's just a whiner. Then he starts berating the girl at Chick-fil-A. How do you live with yourself working here? Oh, you deserve better, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's your typical leftist. I'm going to inconvenience everyone else. I want something for free. I want to rant and rave. And guess what? He put it on YouTube. His company saw it. They saw their CFO treating this girl who had nothing to do with any complaint he had like she was a ditz. Yeah, he was polite, but he was mean as hell at the same time. And guess what? He got his ass canned. Good. That's what happens when you bully people. This company obviously didn't want their CFO out there bullying kids working at Chick-fil-A, the drive-thru window. But this guy's a bully. He's a thug. I think he's 35. He's probably always been that way his whole life. And for once, the bully got punched in the nose, which is always a good thing. This is bullying of Chick-fil-A. This is bullying of the First Amendment. This is nothing but leftism. It's not about chicken sandwiches. It's not about gay marriage. This is about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of thought. The left loathes those things, and they are all fronts attacking it. You better take this seriously. this Human Rights Act in Illinois is garbage. I'm sure other states have similar things too. And they're going to be used by the left to punish anyone through money, through whatever, through labeling, anything they can do to force submission from the other side. Because I've said it before, I'll say it again, the left takes this stuff very seriously. We damn well better too. The left believes in one thing: winning. Winning as in crushing their conservative opponents ideologically, politically, and every other way possible. Take it seriously. This is going to become more and more prevalent. And pretty soon it'll be private citizens who express a view, and then they're getting sued or getting hauled before some kangaroo human rights court here in this country. Don't let that happen, my friend. Stay strong. Do not put up with it. Chick-fil-A, don't you dare bow down to these miscreants. Don't you dare bow down. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. We will talk later. Good night. God bless. Have a good weekend, my friends. Take care.